written by Steve Worland and read by Sean Mannion. The red light disappears, and Billy Hotchkiss stamps on the accelerator. The 5-liter V8 thunders as the Autobahn Holden Commodore launches off the Mount Panorama pit straight. Billy knows the beginning of a V8 supercar race is the best opportunity to move up the grid if qualifying didn't go to plan, and his hadn't gone to plan. In yesterday's shootout for starting positions, a light sprinkle of rain at the top of the mountain turned the track slippery halfway through his lap, and he ended up 4th on the grid. Bam! The big V8 slams into the 7,500 rev limit. Clunk! Billy thumps the lever forward on the sequential gearbox, and his Holden leaps forward. To the right, Garth Tander's Holden Racing Team machine bogs down horribly. Billy cruises past, and he's 3rd before he reaches the end of the pit straight and takes the sharp left turn at Hell Corner. There's not too much understeer from the Commodore as he feeds in the power and carries momentum up mountain straight, over 1,100 meters up a steep gradient. 2 cars are ahead. Craig Lowndes's Vodafone Racing Falcon leads Mark Frosty Winterbottom from Ford Performance Racing. Billy can't let them skip away. They will never be as close as they are right now, so he must make the most of this moment if he wants to lead this race by the end of lap 1. More people watch the start than any point until the checkered flag falls, which is 1,000 kilometers and 161 laps away. Anything could happen over the next 6 hours. His car could have a mechanical failure, or his co-driver could have an accident. What he does have control over is making sure he leads every lap while he's behind the wheel. He's only just turned 19, but the motor racing world thinks he might be quick, that ephemeral quality only the great ones possess, so it's his responsibility to show them they're right. He knows his team won't want him taking stupid risks, but then they'll love the visibility for their sponsors if his car leads at the end of lap 1. Of course, he can't win the race on the first lap, but he just might be able to build himself a reputation, which would help his cause when he attempts the jump from V8 supercars to Formula 1, his ultimate goal.